why I took so long to do my taxes this year.
Okay.
I'm usually one of those people who get it done in late January, early February, as soon as we get it.
Yeah, that's me.
We get it. We didn't get that much back this year. And I think, and it's not going to get better next year. But I think one of the reasons was because Sarah was part-time and she was claiming Melissa and she didn't work that many hours at these jobs. So they took more, blah, blah, blah. And then I told her that with her new job, we move into a different tax bracket. So we get taxed more. And I'm like, great, this is fun. And that's always been the more you make, the more they take. So,
yep. That is true.
It's a blessing, I guess. I'm not going to complain too much. Yeah. How was your week? How was your week?
You're moving deep couches side. And shit.
By yourself. Living whole couch like you She-Hulk.
Listen, when I realized how much I could break this couch down, oh, it was easy sailing after that. Minus the like love seat part. That was kind of heavy. Like, that was a little struggly. Mm-hmm. But everything else was pretty good. But my week was going well until Sunday. Sunday, me and my homegirl is out. We knew the weather was going to be nice. So we had already made a whole day about it. Like, girl, we're going to go to brunch. And then we're going to, you know, do some whatever, see wherever the day take us, et cetera, right? So we go to brunch. We just kicking it in the neighborhood, oh, you know, up north or whatever, having a good time. We go, you know, this is a great day to go to the lake. Yes, girl, let's go to the lake. So he's going to the lake and we're in a car. Now I'm just gonna describe this to you.
Okay.
You know how you have the right turning lane?
Yeah.
And then you have the lane to the left of the turning lane, right?
Yes.
Shell is in that left lane next to the turning lane.
Okay.
In the turning lane, it is a car that's in front of me. So space-wise, they're in front of me. Mm-hmm. There's a very big empty spot to the right of me.
Okay.
And then there's a car behind me, but in the turning lane, right? So I'm like, shit, is this where I'm supposed to be turning? My friend goes, yeah. I said, damn. But we're at a red light. It's not green. Red light. So I cut my blinker on. Like, oh, I wanted this person to let me get over. Because, mind you, it's a big, humongous space. Why are you so far from the car in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could squeeze another car in there, how much space it is. So the light turns green. I look back to see if the car was going to go. Or if they was, like, giving me the right, you know, to kind of get in front of me.
Yeah, go ahead.
The car did not move. Until I make my way into the right turning lane. As soon as I start to merge over, all of a sudden it's boom. And what? So now we pull over and he gets out. You hit me, you hit me, you hit me. Like he's going crazy. My homegirl pissed, so she get out the car like, who the fuck is you talking to? Like she and I'm like, you the one who hit us. No, 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 I did not. You did hit us. So he's trying to go back and forth with her. And I was like, please stop.
Yeah.
Because I said, why are you going back and forth with her when I'm the person you need to talk to? And he goes, well, what do you want to do? And I'm calling the police. And like he's just like going bananas. I'm like, do you have insurance? I'm like super calm. He like, yeah. I was like, can I see your insurance? He had his insurance. I said, I have insurance. We can exchange insurance. That's it. We ain't really got to go through all of this.
Yeah.
So he's like, da-da-da. He's still like hype. I was like, you're doing a lot right now. And I was really enjoying my day. Mm-hmm. I said, we're going to go back and forth because you're going to think I hit you and I know that you hit me. So let's exchange insurance.
Yeah.
And just handle it from there. So he's like, okay. So my insurance is on my phone. Like my insurance, you know, my insurance card. So he's like, well, can you text it to me? So I text it to him, whatever. And at that time, I was like, you know, we could talk about this tomorrow. That's why I told him, we could talk about this tomorrow. It's not like it's a major hit. Mm-hmm. All I saw was like a few scratches, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's not that major. Fine. Going about my day, I called my insurance company, get them a heads up because I just didn't know where it was going to go. And then the next day, it's like bright. Now imagine when we got hit, we pulled over, but we was under a VDOT. My car is black, right?
Okay.
So it's a little dim. It wasn't until the next morning when I came out and realized I had a dent in my car. So now I'm like, motherfucker. So he calls me, but I was actually out at breakfast with my mom. And so I was like, okay, I'll call you back. And then I talked to a friend, because I've actually never really been in a fender bender. So I wasn't sure on like how this all works. So I'm talking to a friend. My friend was like, don't call that man back. Call your insurance. Have your insurance. Take care of everything. Like, you ain't got to communicate with this man. So I'm like, okay. So I called the insurance, informed them, and everything's pretty much going to be taken care of. But like, I know my insurance going to go up, and I don't like that for me.
That's the worst. Like, I ain't do nothing.
I didn't even do nothing.
I get charged and everything. And I was like, man, I'll pay y'all plenty of money without y'all ever hearing a peep from me.
Listen.
Well, I got to talk to y'all. Y'all make it. Like, shouldn't y'all put that money aside for me to be like, oh, look, you done paid us 4 or 5 years. We got this. Nothing.
We got. Listen.
We got your money.
The lady that I worked with was nice, though, because we was talking and she was like, okay, girl, I'm gonna call the insurance. I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna try to figure everything out. I was like, okay, cool. So she calls him. She calls me back, and she goes, in the most professional ways, right? Because she's like, so I tried to speak with the insurance company, but they didn't pick up. So I did call the driver, and he explained his side of the story. Like I told you earlier, I knew that I knew, but she was like, stories tend to be different.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And she was like, and He was just very rude. And I was like, great, he was rude to me. No shit. She was like, we couldn't even get through the interview. Because I guess he like record you or whatever you got to say. Yeah, now. Yeah, she was like, he was just, I'm over. He was so checked. Like, she had to stop the recording. I was like, wow, that sucks. But me and Hudson, we was talking like we was friends. And I was, girl, she was like, okay, I'm gonna talk to my manager and let them know we're gonna call you back with whatever. I was like, all right. But sadly, because he was in the turning lane and the rules of the road, I guess he was still in the right, even though he was letting me over per se. So yeah. My feelings. And because my anxiety be through the roof nowadays, these last 3 years, that bothered me for like 24 hours.
Yeah, that sucks. I still have yet to be in a fender bender driving. I hope that continues for the rest of my life.
Yeah, like that was my first one for real.
Okay, all right. This week, other than doing my taxes and enjoying this weather, because it was some good weather.
Being such an adult.
Yeah, I went to the doctor's office too.
You told me.
Yeah, I get my nose checked every 6 months.
That's nice.
It's weird because of the camera situation. Like, he was like, let me check your ears, blah, blah, blah. And then when he just puts the little scope up there, like, all right, everything looking good. We'll get you some. He asked me, do I want steroids? I'm always like, yep, give me my steroids. I'll take them. I'm exercising. It'll help. But it's for inflammation, ain't for that type of stuff. But
gotcha.
Sarah went with me, and oh, this is the story. So we get there, and I'm usually on time. My appointment was 8:30, even though I always got to wait. And I get there like at 8:35, and there was this lady there, and she was like giving this whole story about how they need to see the doctor. We drove 2 hours. We don't have an appointment. And the lady was being nice and saying, yo, it's going to be tough because he's already backed up and that, blah, blah, this. And she's like, but you got to fill out these forms. So she hands her the paper, and she's there with her son. And she says, well, does he have ID, like a state ID, driver's license? He going to say, I got a picture of it. And I said, wait. And then, so when he says this part, the mom chimed back in like, and plus he finna be out of state like in 2 weeks. And he ain't going to be, I don't know if he going to college or what's going on and all this. And I just thought, and Sarah's like, those are the worst people. Because she been in the medical field for a while. Mm-hmm. Always got to have a story and stuff like that. This, I don't know why I just go to places and try to be as prompt, succinct when I'm telling you something, because I don't like wasting people's time. Right.
I think it's also when you're on the other side of things sometimes too. Like if you ever had to be the person, like the agent dealing with the customer, I say it like that.
Yeah.
Then you are a better customer when you have to deal with the agent because you've been there. When you deal in customer service and you like, I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm not trying to let me just ask this question to get on about my business because I've been there.
Yeah. So we had that. And then we went out for breakfast in my little favorite breakfast spot called First Watch. And Sarah's like, you love this place. I was like, it's really good. So we go out there. And as soon as we walk in, there's an older couple talking to the host or the person also cash you up. For a good 5 minutes. They got their food in their hand. And I said, what is going on? And here's the thing. I notice a lot of people lack self-awareness. So especially either within themselves, obviously, or their surroundings. I tell Sarah, there's so many times I'm at school working and these teachers will gather in the middle of the hallway as if nobody's ever going
to
walk through.
Nobody got to walk through. Oh, that pisses me off.
Like, what are we doing here? And that's why I tell Sarah, like, yo, when we go for walks on the trail, I'm always, when we got to talk or do something, I was like, let's go to the side. You know, so nobody's telling us, blah, blah. So they talked and talked and talked and talked and talked. And like the husband starts to walk off. The wife's still talking. And the host was cool. He came to us. He was like, I'm sorry for that. And I'm like, no, it's no problem. But I just don't. And I try to be understanding. Right. Because if that was one solo person, I would have said to myself, they ain't got nobody else to talk to. And say, like, yeah, that happens sometimes when you in a hospital room with them.
Yeah.
They're like, they'll just want to tell you their whole life story. And she said, I'll be wanting to tell this man sometimes, just call your daughter. And I was like, yo, it sounds simple, but I'm pretty sure that man feels like, my daughter don't want to hear this. You know, he's told himself she don't want to hear this. But one day you're not going to be here. She wishes she's going to be able to hear that. So just talk that ear off now. Other than that, man, yesterday was cool, right? I wanted to, what did I do?
I'm going to say randomly today, and I don't know, maybe because it wasn't early in the week and it just happened today. So, like, my boyfriend met my mother. And you know how I'm usually like, not a big thing. Remember we had that whole conversation?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, what are you talking about? You meet them on the first day, they come kick it with you.
And usually that's how it worked. It didn't really work in this scenario.
Okay.
And it was like, it was like official. It was very weird. And I was like, oh, good. You know what it was? Because it was my mom and him both going, it's so nice to officially meet. What?
What? But what is his stance on, you met his parents yet?
I have talked to his dad on the phone, but I hadn't met him.
Physically, yeah. You are the outlier of this. Most people be like, I ain't meet my parents unless we official. I'm not going to do all that. You always were the one like, it's nothing. I'm like,
it's nothing, but something about today felt so somethingy.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big deal.
I don't like that for me.
Yeah, I like it. You're growing up.
It's a big deal. Shut your face.
You know what happens? Now you feel some type of way, God forbid, if it don't work out, because you're like, damn, my mama like him. Fuck. Like shit.
My mom likes everybody, though. That don't matter.
Your mama has never disliked any. She's not like officially your boy. I'm talking about just friends. Everybody. She likes everybody.
It has been one person. One person, if you know me, I am a people person. Like I'm around plenty. One person, and she recently said, like, you know, maybe they ain't too bad. It's been like 10 years, okay? Like it's been like 10 years.
She trying to come around, like, you know what? That might have been on me. That person might not have been that bad. I don't know. Well, my dad, my dad likes him if they're cute. And like only two, like so that's like I know if I bring a cute girl home, he cool. My mom,
dad liked them if they went out their way to come speak to him.
That's dope, like his respect. I get that. My mom, she just likes because she doesn't have any girls. So both the exes, my ex and my wife that she's met, she loves the fact that they'll sit and talk with her. Mm. And she can talk because it's like, oh, now I have a daughter and stuff like that. But yeah, it's only been two. Like, it's never been that serious. We haven't met anybody. If any of y'all wondering, Melissa ain't brought nobody home. If we've seen some friends or nothing, but nothing been serious. I asked my guy when he was here, has he met any boys yet? He said no, because he got 3 girls and 1 boy. His son is dating somebody, so he met his son's girlfriend.
I feel like it's easier to bring the girlfriend home than it is to bring the boyfriend.
What? Because of dads? Just dads in general?
Yeah, just dads.
All right, let's do this, though. As somebody who watches Love and Hip Hop, you don't think there's more than one Mama D out here? I feel like it'd be hard if you the only boy to bring home a girl.
Mama D don't exist to me in real life. That is TV world.
No, I think there are some women who have that attachment to their son, if that's their only son. If that's their only son, they're like, no, that's my little man.
No, I think my ex's mom was kind of like that. Maybe not so crazy, but definitely my baby boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know, I think they had that feeling of being replaced. But on average, Mama D is an outlier. I don't think there's a lot of Mama D's. And it's got to be, particular specific situation where you only have one boy and it was you and him for the whole, I can see Kanye makes a song about it. He was like my mama's boyfriend that never got released, where he said, I'm my mom's little husband. They had that relationship, and I think that party played another reason why her loss, his loss was so devastating to him. But yeah, Meet the Parents. There we go. That's a good Jay-Z song. It's a weird song. It tells a long ass story. I thought he's trying to be like Nas on that song. Are you following any of this rap beef? We haven't heard for your thoughts on it. You know, J. Cole bowing out, the Kendrick verse, and then J. Cole bowed out. Now Drake and Rick Ross are having it. Rick Ross was just here in Aurora performing. That wasn't a good look after the diss. I was like, that looked real sad.
It's given. I actually haven't really listened to any. I heard some of J. Cole, but that's about it.
Yeah, that J. Cole wasn't good. I was disappointed. I was disappointed at the approach.
From what I heard, I thought it was a little okay.
Yeah.
But I'm also not a big rap person, so shit probably went over my head, or I didn't even know what the hell they were talking about.
Well, when it comes to J. Cole, he is a lyrical person. He went to college. You go to NYU, something like that. Or St. John's, maybe. I can't remember. New York. He went to school in New York. I know that much, but no, he's from North Carolina. He's not a gangster. So when you get to the...
I thought he went to school in North Carolina.
No, that's where he was born. And then he went to college. He went to college in New York. That should have been...
That's what I meant. I thought he went to college in North Carolina.
So when he's like, you looking for attention, it come with extensions. I'm like, no, fam, you ain't got to talk about killing Kendrick Lamar. That's weird. Just out-rap him if you can. Just rap. Just like, yo, I put bars together better than you did. And that's what Drake's approach wasn't even... I'm going to kill you. Drake's approach is, you got fucked over in your contract. I'm bigger than you. I got more money than you. You know, you jealous of me.
Yes.
Take that approach, Cole. Instead, he was like, I'm sorry. He's dope. I'm going to erase the song. So you can't even listen to the song no more. He took it off streaming.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it is. And then Rick Ross was just being like, Drake,
you don't even know what's happening with Rick Ross and Drake and how we even got here.
Because when Kendrick dropped the Like That verse, Rick Ross was driving around listening to it. So I guess he chose a side. So then he called him out. So Drake calls him out and push-ups is what the song called. Give me 50. And then Rick Ross came back.
That's cruel.
Rick Ross came out. Came back and we called him a white boy, said he got his nose done, said he got his liposuction, which has been the rumor has been that Drake got his abs sculpted.
Yeah, I heard that. Because
you could see he had body fat, but he had abs or whatever. And he was mad at Drake for allegedly sending French Montana a cease and desist for a verse. And I heard the verse because the verse ended up leaking all of a sudden. And Drake was talking about how he'll fuck a rapper's wife. And this was in the middle of him and Kanye going back and forth. So maybe that was the reason he didn't want it out. It's neither here nor there. But now he's baiting. He's playing with Metro Boomin. He sent like a drum line outside of Magic City.
I heard that.
He's put Kendrick manager up and saying, is today the day, blah, blah. But Kendrick is not in no rush because he pop out when he want to pop out. Anything else happening? Oh, people falling for the AI. Get off the internet.
What happened with the AI?
There was an AI like Kendrick. So there was an AI Kendrick diss, and people thought it was real. And I was like, this does not sound like Kendrick at all. And this won't be the words he said. And then some guy in California said, yeah, I did it and didn't think it was going to work, but it did. But yeah, it's fake.
Okay. Ashanti finally announced that she was pregnant.
Yeah. She was doing
something. And it said on the caption on the shade room, it said an engagement. Now, I ain't see the announcement of an engagement piece, and I can't seem to find that either.
Let's see. This new year of my life is such a blessing full of love, hope, and anticipation, Ashanti told us Essence. Motherhood is something that I have looked forward to, and sharing this with my family, fiance, that's why she said that's where it is, and loyal fans.
What is this song?
She was sitting down with Essence. So her quote was like, and sharing this with my family, fiance.
I was looking for a video.
Yeah, I don't know. We got the video of it. Oh, she says that in the video. No, because it's like a promo video. It's only 26 seconds. So yeah, that was just the quote.
Okay.
In the ad, which the singer posted on Instagram.
She was tired of wearing them big old shirts is what I got.
Yeah. And you know what? The way social media and fans have been working. Yes, we knew she was pregnant.
Right.
But she got to get to a certain, you know, get past the second trimester, something like that, 5 months or like, and then let her announce it when she wouldn't announce it. I don't think it was a Drake situation where she was trying to hide this child. Right. She wouldn't have popped out. But she wanted to announce it on her own terms and happy for her.
And that's fine.
She's 43. He's 49. This is third child, I think. I think it's third. I think he got two other ones.
Why do you think everybody's so okay with this spin the block? But people don't be wanting to spin the block.
Because they bringing their own issues into it. I thought you were going to say, but they not okay with other people. And I was like, what is it? What other celebs?
No, that's what I'm saying. Why do you think that people, I mean, they cool with this spin the block, but usually some people are like, no. And like, why are we cool with this block? Because we know he like cheated on her or something. So like, why is we cool with this spin the block?
What was the reason they broke up the first?
I believe he cheated.
Well, maybe.
I
think that's the truth too.
And it was a weird thing as far as like claiming each other and not claiming each other. Man, it was quite disrespectful of you.
Yeah. Did you check in on what's name while we pull this up? Irv Gotti? You doing okay?
Listen, somebody check on that baby.
Yeah, no, they split after a decade of being with each other, then they rekindled it.
Do you see how they've been together a decade? When they was together a decade, broke up for a decade and got back together?
Yeah.
It takes 10 years for everything, huh?
So Ashanti kept her answer brief, but didn't hold back. So somebody asked her why it's so hard to trust somebody. I think sometimes when people have their own insecurities, it allows them to act out of character. I've been betrayed. So maybe this time around, she has seen that Nelly has grown and he's not the same person. We don't get that.
That's what I was thinking. But I say that, I mean, like, I can understand why she did what she did. Like, y'all got back together, y'all rekindled, you seen whatever in him and your wedding. I'm talking about the general public. Everybody that's like, oh my God, I'm so happy they came back together. I love them.
Maybe they
but
did.
But I'm like, y'all would be so cool. Because we didn't see the growth between them, right? We wasn't in that conversation when we was like, oh, look at Nelly grown. We don't know nothing about that. We know he cheated on you. And for some reason, for all these years, everybody been rooting for them to get back together. When he came across that stage on Versus, everybody was excited, okay?
Maybe they're just like good-looking people together. Maybe that's just it. I don't know.
I like them together. This is not nothing. I'm just asking.
Why do you like them together?
It just worked in my head. It just worked in my head.
Oh man, we cool.
And I'm like,
again. But
why are we so cool with them being together?
I think it surprised both of us. It wasn't enough. It wasn't anything that was.
But bless their hearts.
Oh, okay. I was really confused by this line in this story from CNN. It said Nelly also came clean during an appearance with Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. I was like, wait, he ain't never been on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Stars Rashida and Kirk Frost on her Boss Moves. I was like, okay. I was like, no, I would have remembered if Nelly was on an episode of Love & Hip Hop.
It was crazy because, like, I would like to see them on something. And not like a Love of Hip Hop, but like a reality show of them. Like, I would like to see this.
I wonder if like
they have a good time together.
Documenting this journey.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I can see it. Ashanti and Nelly.
They look like they have a good time together.
Yeah, I want that old thing back. what else we have on this list? X-Men 97, you have any thoughts on that real quick?
I'm in the middle of the episode 6.
Oh, okay. So we'll get to it. Yeah. It's a back and forth between the Storm storyline and then Charles and Xavier. The
Professor X, because away.
Yeah, he's not dead, obviously, because nobody dies in comic books.
Nobody.
Not comic book, but really good. Comic close, adjacent, maybe? I watched Fallout on Amazon Prime. That show was good. I enjoyed it. I'm a sucker for sci-fi, dystopian, American wasteland after nukes have been dropped and what the world looks like and how people are surviving.
That does not sound like anything I would want to watch.
But here's the best part about it. There's a mystery. So you're trying to figure out, like, in it, you know what's weird? The world, so it's an alternate America. It didn't drop in 2000s, you know, in 1982. No, it dropped in the 50s. So all they're stuck with is 1950s look and feel. And you get, and it's weird hearing music from the 40s and 50s, and it feels so creepy now. But the world is so, the world they build is so colorful. And it does these flashbacks of showing you what the world looked like beforehand. And it looked like our 1950s, but we're on the verge of nuclear war. And they're trying, some are trying to prevent it. Some wanted to go for it because capitalism. But now I want to play Fallout. I never played the Fallout games. I'm going to wait till April 25th when they do the Fallout 4 update. So I'll jump into that and see what that's like. And now I'm really glad that these video games are getting good adaptions. Because Last of Us, I heard was good. Again, I didn't watch it because I want to play it first. And then I'll watch it. But Fallout was so good. Like, it's the number one game in Europe right now. And I want, I had this thought. I'm only know about our world at certain periods of time. Mm-hmm. And I get the fascination with America and our pop culture. But I was like, What was England like in the 50s? Did y'all have doo-wop? Like, what was y'all doing? How did y'all dress? I don't know what was going on in the 50s in Europe in that time. I was like, I got a little hint. I forgot to bring this up. I watched House of Gucci. That is a crazy story. That is a crazy story about how the fashion brand Gucci became this big mega house fashion brand. But it was a family-owned business. And today, there's not one family member that sits on that board. And Adam Driver, Lady Gaga's in it, Al Pacino, Jared Leto, they do a solid job with the Italian accents. But the story, I want to watch the documentary. I was like, is there a good Gucci documentary? Because what ends up happening is Adam Driver's character is a Gucci. He marries Lady Gaga character. His dad is like, who was this woman? Blah, blah. He's a lawyer. Blah, blah. Yeah, he's like, he don't trust her or nothing like that, right? But she earns his trust. They have a baby, you know, a little girl and everything is working out. I'm going to spoil the movie because it's based on a true story. So y'all can just go look up Gucci. Long story short, what ends up happening is she meets with this fortune teller, I guess, a sayer, played by Selma Hayek, who is telling her to will and deal behind the scenes so you can sit on top of Gucci. And when she does these things, it just drives her husband further and further apart from him to the point where he ends up divorcing her. And right when Gucci is like falling, Tom Ford comes through. Like, so it's like ends in the middle, like early 90s. And he's like, let me do this show. And he does this amazing fashion show. And it brings Gucci back to prominence. But while he's doing this, Adam Driver's character is spending money like crazy. And so the shareholders are like, fam, we're trying to buy you out. So he's like, nah, I ain't going to do all that. But before you get a resolution with that, his wife get him killed. I said, she really killed this man? Oh, my God. In broad daylight. So she got like 25, 30, 50 years in prison or whatever. And now nobody on Gucci. They had offered him like $125 million. I said, or 150, something like that. Like, we'll buy out your shares. I said, you should have had them lower it and be like, let me have 10%. Because I think he had a controlling interest or something like that. So always somebody in my family is going to be on the board.
Yeah.
Just to have ideas. But nobody is on that board. And Gucci's like a $3 billion company.
I was like, that's crazy.
And this woman ruined it all. Okay. Before we get into... I seen one episode of Good Times. It wasn't good. None of the times were good. It was not good.
None of the times was good.
No. You know what bothered me? They set this shit in Chicago. In Cabrini Green. That shit ain't been up since 2011. If you was going to do it, couldn't you have easily... Just me thinking. I think nobody in, who live in Chicago was involved in the show at all. But seriously, I would have said, why don't you have them grow up there if you so hell-bent on them, because that's where the original Good Times took place, and then have them move out to the suburbs and try to adjust to that. Because sometimes city folks be like, this is too quiet out here. I'm like, really? Y'all don't like this? No, it's too quiet. I don't like all this. So I think that would have been a better premise to start with. And the crack dealing baby is really a Dave Chappelle joke for 20 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember when Dave Chappelle had to like, there was a baby selling drugs and I bought drugs from the baby because the baby had kids.
Yes.
That's what they had. Their youngest child has been kicked out the house because he sells drugs. I said, why? And they have roaches in their house. I don't get it. I don't get it. But no, the times.
Good times, right?
Yes. Oh, I'm excited about this WNBA season. We got Angel Reese, and we also got
everything
somebody else.
It's just going. This, I was like, oh, we got Angel.
Yeah, they got her.
We got Ty.
They got Camila Cardoso. Cardoso? I might have pronounced her from South Carolina, the team that won the championship. I did not tell y'all that I watched the LSU Iowa game. And I watched the Iowa South Carolina game, like just full. Like, I'm really out here watching these games.
They were good,
they
though.
They were. So, yeah, excited about that. Excited about getting some tickets and catching some games. This is the thing. People really be acting brand new. They were so shocked that Caitlin Clark's WNBA contract was so low. And I said, but y'all don't watch. All
that
y'all
part.
Have to do.
Where they getting this money from?
Yeah, because right now the NBA is subsidizing it. All we have to do, the least you can do is start watching the games. After that, you can pay $37 for their league pass because it's not that expensive, right? Or you, and then you can go to a game. The money gonna go up if we start watching it. It's on ESPN. Plus, I really want the WNBA to take advantage of this the same way before we were born. The NBA finals used to be tape delay. And then Magic and Bird showed up. And then Jordan shows up. And then Kobe. Like, they just took off from there. Like, oh, we got stars. You got Caitlin Clark. You got Angel Reese.
Speaking of stars, people, I was overhearing some commentators that there's no stars like going to the finals in so many words when it comes to the NBA. They, the amount of people that, they ain't gonna say no star, but people that's already cut.
Well, yo,
that are stars.
Jokic is a star. I mean, just because y'all don't like the way he play, don't mean that's a star. I think Jason Tatum.
So they
kind
of been like, playoffs gonna be like, man. I'm like, really?
Well, listen, LeBron is in the playoffs. He probably gonna get eliminated in the first round. I think Dallas and LA Clippers got stars. Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. Paul George on the Clippers. You got Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving on Dallas. I'm like, what stars are you looking for? Like,
I don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I came in. I was just overheard it. Like, wait, what? What are we talking about?
Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Joel Embiid is healthy. Giannis is going to be back as long as Milwaukee don't get just swept or something like that.
Jimmy Butler is going to be out. And I hate that for him, but I like that for us.
Yeah, the Bulls look like they're going to be going against Boston, right? Yeah, Boston be the one seed.
Yeah, if we beat Miami.
Yeah, if you beat Miami Friday, they will have that slot. Yeah, there's always going to be new stars. Zion looked great until he got hurt. That was a star. Mm-hmm. Like, stop. We'll be,
I really did enjoy the Bulls game, though.
Oh, Kobe White was playing his ass off that game.
Listen, he was not playing with y'all fools, okay?
While we on sports, I got some... It's sports related because it's restaurant news. It's restaurant news. I got some good news and some... I got some bad news and some what the fuck news. Which one you want first?
Okay.
Which one you want?
What the fuck news?
Applebee's is the official grill of the NFL. Where did Applebee's get money from?
Why?
How did y'all pay for the rights for this? And I kid you not, I just saw a commercial for Applebee's for their bacon cheeseburger for like $10. It looked amazing. I said, I don't got no Applebee's by me. I don't want to hear these commercials. But yeah, they're the official grill and bar of the NFL. And I'm like, where did y'all get money to do this? Y'all been on the struggle. Y'all got y'all.
Man, for quite some time.
Yeah, then they got for a limited time. I don't know what this is for, online orders via the... You get 20 free boneless wings per order as long as you spend $40, excluding alcohol, tax, delivery, and service fees and gratuity.
That's $15-$20.
Right? I feel like you can do it. I feel like it's not hard to do to get them, especially if it's not you by yourself. It's just $20 each. We gotta spend some money on. The bad news is Red Lobster is considering bankruptcy.
People don't be going to the Red Lobsters no more.
That don't seem to be the problem. It seems to be the endless shrimp did them in. They lost so much money. They lost $11 million from endless shrimp. All right, listen. All you hear from management people are numbers, numbers, numbers. Who okayed this? And what did you think was going to happen? Like we talked
they
about.
They didn't expect people to eat that much.
Shrimp don't get. Listen, somebody made a great point. They talked about how Olive Garden got endless breadsticks. They said they should have had endless Cheddar Bay biscuits because you would have got full off that shit. You ain't going to get full off shrimp.
Shrimp, yeah.
Not like that. Not like you think they was going to get full.
Bro, I don't even eat the breadstick for real at Olive Garden. Like, well, one, I don't go to Olive Garden, but I had a salad, one bar, and I just don't want anymore. It ain't got nothing to do about being full. I just don't want any.
You said you good. I came in for the meal.
And I'm not. When the last time you had Olive Garden? It is not good.
A year or so ago.
Okay. Yeah, but so I went like a year or so ago, my friend, just to be like, I ain't been to Olive Garden in so long. Let's go to Olive Garden. What? The disappointment.
Yeah, we got
the box. It was it just tastes so thrown in the microwave.
We have Vi's Italian restaurant. We do have a Carrabba's. It's a little further down.
I have not been. I've never been to a Carrabba's, and I've always wanted to go.
It's good. I like Carrabba's.
I don't know why it give me Bennigan vibes, and I ain't never been to a Carrabba's, so I don't know the commercials gave me Bennigan's vibes, I feel like.
Commercials? Oh, yeah, you do. Yes. Yeah, I was like, I have seen a Carrabba's commercial before. You never lie. I was gonna say something else about restaurants, and I think I lost it. It'll come to me. If not, it'll be all right. Carrabba's, Olive Garden, breadsticks, Red Lobster. I was trying to go through
Cheddar Bay.
Like, where was I going? Where was I going with this? Where was I talking about this? Y'all can get them Cheddar Bay biscuits at the store though. And I blew Sarah's mind. I don't know if y'all know this, and it's probably at the warehouses. There's two versions of the Cheddar biscuits. There is the powder version and the pre-frozen version.
Pre-frozen ones, yep.
I saw Miss Sarah.
I just saw those.
I was like, oh, this is easier. I can just pop these in the oven.
Because mixing it and adding your cheese, it was becoming too much.
I was like, nah, we can just do it just like this and be fine and dandy. All right. If it comes to me, it does. If it don't, it don't. Let's get into Real Housewives of Potomac. Hold on, man. Did I write all this?
I'm about to say, shit, that shit feel like it was so long ago. What happened then?
Well, we started things off with Gordon's announcement that kind of...
He is bipolar. Is that what you're passing?
He took the wind out the sail. I thought he was going to just, like, throw me under the bus. But he's like, no, he bipolar 1. And if there was 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I would have all those. And he blamed his bipolarism on some of his
thick, ain't we?
That's what he said. On some of his outbursts and how he doesn't remember certain things. He did praise Mia for being there and checking in on him and stuff like that. So I mean, hopefully he gets better, takes his medication, or do what you got to do. That's not fun to be bipolar. That's not at all. Just like I think Potomac or maybe all these reality shows should do, there's nothing. They got to skip over the colorism. Y'all don't have the time, space, energy to. It can't just be a one off.
Yeah.
It just can't be.
And you know what it is? It's also because they could probably sit there and talk about it for an hour, but you're going to edit it down to 3 minutes.
Yeah. And
ain't helping.
That's a lot in there. And I don't know, on the same lines of that, because I think colorism is such a deep topic to get into, especially in our community. And I'm saying that because I know other communities deal with colorism. The Wendy NECA situation didn't go nowhere.
At all.
It's just, I don't think, and I think it was a disservice to NECA to have the storyline. It might be one of the reasons why they're saying that she might not come back.
She got fired.
Yeah, so I'm like, y'all the one that told me. It's just, yo. And then Wendy tried to get Ashley out of here. Like, so what's Osu? What's Osu? I never said I knew what it was. And here's the thing, too. I will give Real Housewives franchise this. They do a better job of scripting than Love & Hip Hop. Because it felt like Ashley wanted to say, they just told me to bring this shit up to you. Like, I have no idea. Like, all they do is such a simple thing. It'd be like, because even Andy started off with, when he was talking to NECA, how were you brought in? And she said, they asked me if I knew such and such.
Yeah.
And they was going to have me bring in that way. And then that didn't work. So now I'm Ashley's friend. How? Where? Huh?
Yeah.
Just like, all right. You be my friend. Speaking of Ashley.
I was like, oh, we letting the walls down on this. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ashley.
She gotta come with it next year. Because if they let her go, I'll be fine with it. They did do her dirty in the promos leading up to this. Because they really led with, I rub this man's feet every night.
Yeah.
And she had to say, rubbed. I was like, oh.
Massaged.
Yeah.
Massaged.
She got a new boo. So we'll see how that is. And she got no blame. Giselle said, no, it wasn't your fault, Ashley. It was
I'm trying
Wendy.
To figure out how it was everybody else's fault, though.
Yeah. Here's the wild part is. Fine. You aren't responsible for your friends. But Giselle really blamed Candace, Wendy. And I forgot who else she threw in this. She took the person out.
Robin. No, not Robin. I lied. Who was the other person she said?
And then she's like, I'll take them out. But what's old girl's name?
No, it was Wendy. She had included Wendy and then took Wendy out.
Oh, took Wendy out. It's all on the other girl. I can't remember Kiara? The girl's name.
Deborah.
I called her Dondra.
Dondra.
It was Deborah's fault.
It was Deborah's fault. Like, okay, here's the thing. I know people wanted to blame Ashley, right? But in my head, if I have an event, and it's a real event, this ain't no fake setup, so it's like a real event. I actually have a clothing line. I'm going to invite all the people I'm cool with. The choice is up to you whether or not you come knowing that this person would be invited. Mm-hmm. I would hope that two grown adults can sit in a room together and not have a problem. That would be me entering the situation, right? Yeah. I want both of you here to celebrate my big night, etc. Deborah, the part that Ashley fucked up at is going, she told me she wanted to, you know, have a sit-down conversation with you. When Ashley, you should have been like, no, you are not having a sit-down yes. conversation with this girl. Period. Okay, but again, you went, two grown women can talk. They can have a conversation. Because the part of being, why we need to talk, we were never friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to worry about rebuilding a relationship with you that never existed. Right?
Yep.
So, whatever. But then the moment you started fighting at that point, it don't fall on Candace. Candace was like trying to shut down the conversation.
Exactly.
We're not talking. You throwing a drink, you was looking for a moment, but your dumb ass didn't realize the cameras was off.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then she hit the fan. Yeah.
It's could feel like I don't put all the fault on Ashley. I think the moment that girl told you I want to have a sit down with her, you should have just cleared it up in that moment. But even if she had said that, does mean girl wouldn't have stepped to Candace.
That's true.
So it's definitely still all Deborah. Now, Kiarna, girl,
girl, I ain't stepping in it. That's what security around here for.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I do like the fact that she answered the question correctly when Andy tried to ask her, who's your favorite or whatever. She's like, I love me some Wendy. I love me some Ken. I love me some Rob. I was like, yep, that's how you do it. Don't be we ain't starting no beefs here. Nope. So I
could. But you can tell her favorites about who she led with, though.
Yes. Yep.
Because ain't no way she went, I love me some Giselle. Like, no.
No, 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 no. Anything else that happened on here? That might have been the end of it, but as soon as it was over, Robin Dixon announced that she will not be returning.
Fired.
For season 9. Yes. She said, it's reality. The network did not invite me back. I was fired, for lack of better words. And I would not sugarcoat the situation to say, oh, I am walking away and this is a break or anything like this.
You tried to be shady, yeah, she did. And this it fumbled.
Yeah. She tried. Because I honestly believe Candace left. Then we learned that Candace is pregnant. And she's like, that was one of the reasons. Great. Don't have your child, your first pregnancy.
I hope she get a spinoff, though. I hope they give her like a special.
Yeah, I can see that. But nobody's. I saw one person who was upset that Robin Dixon is not coming back. It was like Christina Applegate, a.k.a. Kelly Bundy.
She's a really big fan. I did see that.
Robin got her little fans out here. But here's the problem with it. I'm not saying Robin is not good or could not be good reality TV. It's the fact that she doesn't give enough. She got an interest in life, but your husband don't show up. So what are we doing here? What are we doing? Oh, speaking of what are we doing? Somebody put a montage of Robin up in the dancing. The dancing.
What
did Dave Chappelle say? That crazy dancing made my penis soft. Like, that.
What dancing is she?
She was doing, man, if I could find the montage, it was bad. It was just all bad. And I was like, how can you be this bad at dancing? I don't get it. Just find the beat. Oh, man. You going to miss her?
No. I would have rather had Robin than Giselle, though.
I saw some people say that. They was like, man, I kind of wish that Robin would have been by herself.
Yes, because when Robin is by herself, like, shit, it works better. She don't mind having a conversation with you, or she don't mind standing up for you, or she don't mind. Like, it's just different. When Giselle around, or when your friend got to be on the same show with you, I don't know if you were just trying to save face, show some loyalty. I don't know, but I don't like them together. I mean, I don't like them, but I specifically really don't like Giselle.
So I put in Robin Dixon dancing, and all these clips have been bad that I've caught. Somebody got her interpretive dance to Candace Drive Back. That was horrible. This gif of her in this gold is bad. Like, I should have saved that clip. I wasn't even thinking. But man, I was just like, how could you be so bad at dancing? I don't get it. Well, we're done with the Real Housewives of Potomac. Jeezy is backtracking on his request for full custody of his daughter with Jeannie Ma.
He said, no, I changed my mind.
It sounded wild. We talked about this, sounded wild in the first place. Jeezy claims that he's hardly seen his daughter in 2024 because Ma has allegedly failed to adhere to the custody arrangement they agreed upon in mediation last year. Although Jeannie agreed to let him take Monaco from the dates of March 3rd to 9th, Jeezy alleges that plans to see his child again in early April were thwarted. So he was like, I just want equal time. So you went all the way out to... it's a blessing when people can get divorced in like peace, like just be like, oh, yeah, man, we can just do this. Cause I think Tiana's still not divorced. Anybody else is still not divorced? We know Ashley Dixon, Darby is not divorced. I'm mixing last names up. Kenya Moore, she's still not divorced. Is that finished yet?
I think she might be officially divorced. I might have made that up, because she's been in the process for like 5 years.
I feel like if Kim and Kanye could do it. And that based on the personality, based on their net worth. Like, they have a lot. So, like, if they could figure out how to divide this up, and they have more kids.
They probably had a good prenup, though.
Yeah. I don't understand why. I get that people are afraid of prenups because if you bring it up, it's kind of like, oh, so you think we're not going to work out. But for men and for women, depending on your state, because there's some states where you get married and like automatically it's 50-50 or whatever. But if you don't live in a state like that, I'm cool with 50-50. I'm like, that's fine. So we could just have this writing so you're not trying to do this, blah, blah. So we could just split everything that we have accumulated up into this part and just be done with it. And then just one less thing you got to worry about. Disappointing Glorilla for getting arrested for this DUI. I saw the video.
I was like, I didn't see it, but I saw the headline.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, Glow.
Yes. And people were wondering, like, why would the cop put in the boob fell out? And I saw the video and I was like, oh, her boob was out. And it was a lady cop too. It was like, your boob. And she had to pull her jacket together. I just don't get the DUI. Especially when you got money. Get you a driver. Just call somebody. Come get me. Pay them some good money and be like, cool, keep it pushing. Like, and plus she got a tour coming, y'all, with Megan Thee Stallion for the summer. Do not block your blessings. Yeah. Like, be cool. Got a little song going. I like the one with her and Megan. That so I like Glow too. I like the extended version because songs be so short these days.
That is true. You be like, this a real song or this like a piece of a song?
2 minutes. Speaking of, we talked about the AI song with what you call it with Kendrick. You heard the AI song that they did with the who else? Sexy Red. Like they had a Supreme version of Pound Town, like my booty hole brown and my pussy. And then there was a soul version because what's our dude name? Rick Ross had called Drake BBL Drizzy. So then there's a BBL Drizzy like sound like the Temptations. AI just taking over. Yeah, so I'll just put them in. All right, I think that's it. You've been watching any of the Coachella?
No.
It seems like not that many stories have come out from it, other than like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift
were at there. Black.
Oh, Will Smith, which is weird. He was over there with Peso Pluma. Is that who brought him out?
I don't know, Jay Balvin.
It was Jay Balvin, I think.
Yeah, Jay Balvin. I was confused as to how they're related. But I don't know who that person is, so I just thought it was going over my head.
I didn't get it either. Well, Jay Balvin came out the same time as Bad Bunny, and they did some collabs. So when they first came out, it was confusing, like who was who or whatever. But yeah, out of all the songs, Miami would have made more sense because it has a Latin connection.
Yes.
They did the Men in Black. Maybe that's Jay Balvin's favorite song. I have no idea. All right, that is the episode. You can tweet me at One and Only. You can tweet Shell.
As I share, you can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on the Snappity Chat at iMeals with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515AF. Check out the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Support on Patreon. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says
bye. BBL Drizzy.